Okay. Nice name.
Hello, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing today?
Hey. I'm great, Dan. How are you?
Another day in paradise. I'm really glad it's Friday. Finally made it.
Yep.
So you're lucky enough to get my favorite rep on that side. Her name is Nikki. She does an amazing job.
Okay.
She's just going to ask you a few questions and make sure we're setting up everything properly. And I already gave her a heads up about the Google business profile, too. So she'll talk to you about that.
Okay, cool. We've actually been trying to get into that for the last 20 minutes here. I was just trying to get some stuff done before we had this phone call, and I was
perfect.
Lucky to change some of the information, but I can't figure out how to get you guys on there to manage it. So I'm sure she'll help us with that.
Yeah, she's the best with it, for sure. So she'll be able to help you. Before I have her jump on the line and I lead the calls, did you have any questions for me that I can answer?
I mean, yeah, I think we're good for now. You know, we got into the dashboard yesterday. Again, we were just playing around with the Google account now just to try to get you guys on as managers, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, the main department with those Google pages is James, which I already messaged about it, right? But Nikki, she's really good with that stuff too. So I'm going to have her jump on the line in just one sec.
All right.
Nikki, you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Perfect. You're in great hands, Ryan. Okay, you guys both have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan. Thanks, Nikki. Appreciate you. Bye.
Hi, Ryan. This is Nikki.
Hello.
How's
there?
Your day?
Oh, it's going good. I also have my husband, Jeff, on the phone with us.
All right. Sounds good. So, yes, we do have a client interview scheduled, and this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. I think this is the best time, right?
Yep.
All right. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Jeff and Ryan, I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash. So the purpose of our call is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process, and we will be discussing the next steps. And if ever you do have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to cut me off and ask me, because I wanted to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I see here that you already signed the terms and conditions, but you're not yet done setting up the security question with Daniel. So I'm going to go ahead now and select a security question for your business. So this question is for your protection. So anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. So the choices available are your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name. So which one would you like to choose?
First pet's name.
Mm-hmm. And that would be?
Cody.
C-O-D-D-Y.
Yep.
Gotcha. I got Cody here. So now I will verify all the business information that we have is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, just let me know so I can make the necessary changes. So I got here, your business name is called Ludwig Roofing and Repair, Inc. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And the address I have on here is 689 New Jefferson Town Road, Burnville, Pennsylvania, 19506.
That's correct.
All right. And is this a home address or an office location?
This is where our main shop is right now.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Google heavily favors business that show the address online, and these can directly improve your rankings. Would you be willing to share your address online?
Yes.
All right. So let's work on that. And I just wanted to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
All right. I can see that you are licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what is your business license number and the expiration date? Is it handy with you right now?
Give me just 1 second, Nikki.
All right, just take your time.
Bear with us, Nikki. We're getting that info for you.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll just wait it here. Or do you prefer to send it through an email, whichever is convenient for you?
He has the number. We just don't have the expiration date. He's looking around in his office, but I may be able to come up with that at a later time. So I could email that over, I guess.
All right. That's okay. I can have the expiration date. I mean the license number for now.
Okay. Give me just 1 sec.
All right.
All right, license number is PA175896.
Gotcha. I got here PA175896.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And I see here that you have call tracking number with us. Are you already aware that we set up a call tracking number for you?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so we do have this call tracking number, Ryan. So this is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what we do is we create another number with a local area code and post it online. So with a call tracking number, you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You will then be able to see and play back all those calls afterward so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything that you might have missed. This will also filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. And all the calls are still going directly to your number ending in 6165, since this is your business number, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we do have the call tracking number created for you. That's 610-822-2577, but you will be receiving this through an email also. And do you have any questions about the call tracking number?
I'm so sorry, Nikki. Can you just repeat a little elaboration of that info just so Jeff can hear it?
Yes, all right. So we created the call tracking number for you. So instead of having the number 610-442-6165 to be promoted, we will be posting the call tracking number because this is a Google-endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. So it helps you filter all the spam calls, and it also helps you with all the leads that you do have, and you will also receive them through your text message. So this is really a good thing. That's why we created a call tracking number for you, but all the calls will still go directly to your number ending in 6165.
Okay.
All right. So you will also receive an email for the number, okay?
Okay.
All right. So again, we're going to post it everywhere online, including the most important websites like Google and Facebook. So we ask you to please not remove it. If you need to do so, just let us know beforehand so we can keep everything consistent. And I just wanted to make sure that I got here your correct email address. So that's going to be Ludwig. Let me go ahead and see. That's rludwig@ludwigroofing.com.
That's my email address. Any email address that's like posted for client views and on Google and stuff should be Jeff's email. Oh, okay. Sorry. He's telling me it should be info@ludwigroofing.com.
Gotcha. So all the communications from Local Splash, we will be sending it through rludwig@ludwigroofing.com, but your clients will be sending you emails to info@ludwigroofing.com.
Yes, please.
All right. I see that you already have...
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm so sorry. We got that the license number wrong. Could I just give you the new one quick so you can edit that?
Gotcha. All right. I'm ready.
It is PA197025.
Gotcha.
The thank you for that.
197025.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much for having it here. I already changed
and
it.
And we found the correct paper, so I have the expiration date now as well.
Sounds good. All right. I'm ready.
It's November 16th, 2026.
Gotcha. That's on 16th of November. 2026.
Yep.
All right. So I'm having it here. Oh, I actually see it now, Brian, that you already have Google Workspace. Amazing. So you do have Google Workspace right here.
However, we're having some issues trying to get in and update that information. Before our call, I was going on and trying to get you guys as a manager on there, and we're having a hard time figuring that out, so we'll need to circle back.
Yes, no worries. That is actually your Google Business Profile, and I'm going to help you with that. I'm going to walk you through on how to add this as a manager so we can optimize your Google Business Profile and work on it, okay? That's nothing to worry. And let me have it here. Would you like to have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business? Well, having a professional customer greeting is essential to showing your prospects that you are a trusted and branded business. But for this one, Ryan, we do have a one-time cost of $19, and you will be able to make any changes or updates to it as needed. So the sample message goes like this. Hi, thank you for calling Ludwig Roofing and Repair, Inc. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment will let you choose if you want to have a female voice artist or a male voice artist to record the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then they can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
I think we're going to skip that for right now, Nikki. Thank you.
All right. Nothing to worry. So let's skip it now. Let me just note it here. Okay. So let's go over with keywords. All right. So keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I do see here, Ryan, that you do provide roofing services, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So what is your main service? Like, what would you like for your potential customers to find you for?
Really commercial roofing and repair.
Commercial roofing and repair. But I'm going to go ahead and separate that because that would actually help you on the listing. So I'll have here commercial roofing and roofing repair. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I actually did some research, Ryan, and I found some keywords that I think are relevant to your type of business. So please advise if these keywords are relevant or if you would like to add. But let me ask you first, do you want it to be found first with the keyword commercial roofing or the keyword roofing contractor or roofing services?
I would say roofing contractor or roofing services.
Gotcha. That is noted, Jeff. So I'm going to go ahead and have roofing contractor as your first keyword. And I have here the other keywords. I'm going to go ahead and read. Tell me if this is something that you would like to add, okay? So I have here roofing contractor, roofing services, asphalt shingle roofing, metal roofing, siding repair, siding insulation, downspout cleaning, asphalt shingle roof insulation, asphalt shingle roof repair, flat foam installation, single ply roof insulation, metal roof insulation, wood shake roof insulation, roof repair, roof replacement, roof insulation, and I'm also going to add the commercial roofing that you have mentioned earlier.
Okay. I do have a couple of things to add to that, but not much.
Okay. What are the keywords that you want me to take out?
I would say leave all of them go. They're all
All right. Does it all sound good?
Yeah, it sounds good.
All right. But do you have any other keywords that you would like to add?
Yeah, so I would put roof inspections.
Mm-hmm.
EPDM roofing installation.
Gotcha. I just wanted to make sure that's EPDM roofing installation, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right.
TPO roofing installation.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other keywords?
No, I think we're good with what you have.
All right, so we added here the roof inspections, ETDM roofing insulation, and the TPO roofing insulation, correct?
Correct.
All right. Anyways, Jeffrey, I'm going to email you all the keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you wanted to add more, just reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. And the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. So my question for you is, what sets you apart from your competitors? Or can you tell me anything unique about your business?
I believe that the biggest unique thing is that we have experience, over 20 years of experience within residential and commercial roofing, where a lot of companies don't have that. They're either one or the other.
Gotcha. That's over 20 years of experience. I'm going to note that one. And is this family-owned business?
Correct.
Okay, locally owned and operated also?
Yep.
All right. And do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Amazing. So I'll note it here. And you mentioned that you have 20 years of experience.
Correct.
So for this, how many years have you been in business? When did the Lodwig Roofing and Repair Incorporated started?
Correct. So we just started 2 years ago. I worked for a large commercial company for 10 years before that. So I was their general manager, and I just left and started my own business.
Gotcha. So the business started 2023 or 2024?
2024.
But I'm going to note it here, Jeffrey. Don't worry. The business started 2024, but you do have over 20 years of experience, okay?
Correct.
All right. And do you have a mission statement?
Building trust one roof at a time.
All right. That's building. Let me go ahead and note one here. That's building rock. I'm sorry?
Building trust one truck. Roof at a time.
Gotcha. Building truck one roof at a time. And we're going to use that as your slogan. Okay? Building truck one roof at a time. And
yeah,
also...
trust. T-R-U-S-T.
All right. T-R-U-S-T. Building trust one roof at a time. And actually, I do see here, Jeff, that you already have an existing website, right? I'm actually pulling it right now. So that's logicroofing.com. Do you want us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design for you?
No, just promote the website the way that it is.
Okay. I'm going to promote it as is. Okay, so for your mission statement, we actually prepared a list of mission statements for you. Do you want to hear it? Maybe you would like a few samples that we have.
Sure.
Okay, so we have here at Ludwig Roofing and Repair, Inc., we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. The fourth one, Jeff, is our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. And the last one is at Ludwig Roofing and Repair, Inc., we strive for higher standards of service. Do you happen to like any from the list?
I would say the last one that you just read off. Sounds
all
good.
Right. So we strive for higher standards of service. So let's have this. All right. And how many people work with your company right now?
Four.
Four. All right. And you work with residential and commercial, correct?
Correct.
All right. And can you provide me your hours of operation?
It would be 7 a.m. till 6 p.m.
All right. Is it every day
Monday
or Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. How about on Saturdays and Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointment?
By appointment.
Gotcha. And what types of payment do you accept?
Checks or credit cards.
Checks or credit cards. All right. So now that we have gathered your business information, we have two options for you right here, Jeffrey. The first option is we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost. And this is actually the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. So, which option do you prefer?
I guess I'll go with the first one.
All right, the first one. I highly suggest the first one also. And let's talk about your Google business profile now. I see that your business is located in Burnsville, Pennsylvania. So for this one, Jeffrey, what cities or zip code would you like to target? Also, I would like to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google business profile because you've been doing this for over 20 years and I wanted you to, of course, have a better ranking. And we actually recommend five target cities or five zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
I mean, can we do within a 50-mile radius, or do you need a specific zip code?
Actually, if you can provide me specific cities or zip codes, that would actually work best because Google will be asking for it. And it should be under 2 hours driving distance to your place so that your Google business profile will not get suspended, okay?
Yeah.
All right. All right, so whenever you're ready, you can provide me your target cities or zip code.
Can we, is there any way we can do it by county?
Good question for that one, Ryan. But actually, we don't want it to spread your business too thin. And when Google will work for that, it's not really helpful for you to have a good ranking. Because, of course, we wanted you to land on the first page of Google, and you, we wanted you to have a good ranking for your Google business profile.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the cities are Quakertown, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Reading, Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry, what is that?
Reading, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, yep. Lancaster. Oh, sorry, not Lancaster, Lebanon.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Lansdale.
Dale.
Wyomissing. Myerstown.
Mm-hmm. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Can add Allentown.
Allen. All right. Let me add Allen here. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And of course, we're going to add Burnsville, correct?
Yep. And the only other one I have for you right now is Kutztown.
Kutztown. Let me add Kutztown here. All right. So we have a total of 9 cities right here, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we have here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And, sorry, let's talk about your Google business profile now. The one that you were trying to work on earlier, okay? So I think that you already know that you have the Google business profile where you're able to see it on the Google page, the one that has a 1 review on it.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. So are you on your profile right now? So I can walk you through.
Yes, but I don't know. The page that I'm on says Google Business Profile Manager up top, because I was using the link that Dan sent over via email.
Mm-hmm. All right. When you went to that link, the first thing that you see is the business page where you see the Google business profile, and then you tap on it, right?
It's having me select the business, which is the one that I have on here, and it wants me to check a box, but it's not like a customer would view the page.
Yes. So when did you already select the business? Select the business that you have. All right. And what did you see? Did it route you to the edit profile, see business profile, all those things?
No, the screen didn't change at all, and there's no, like, confirm or anything on the bottom.
Oh, it didn't let you choose the Google business profile when you tap on the link?
Yeah, but I check off the business profile, and then there's nothing else to do.
Okay, let me see.
It says verified, and then, like, I can, hit see profile?
Yeah, see profile.
Okay, now I'm on that page, yep.
Gotcha. So on the page, did you see profile strength or anything with 3 dots beside the business profile?
Let me see.
Sometimes it's beside the profile strength word, or it's actually beside.
Yep.
Gotcha. Can you tap on the 3 dots, please?
Yep.
All right. And did you see business profile settings?
Yep.
Good. Can you tap on it? And you should see managers or people and access.
Yep.
All right. And there should be an add button, and it would route you to the email address box. Did you see it?
Yep.
Amazing. So I'm going to read to you, Ryan, the local splash listing number. Put it under the email address box. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. So that's going to be 552-554-6200. And you will see local splash listings popping up, and you will be receiving an appending notification once you added as a manager.
Okay. Yep.
All right. And let me just go ahead here and check if you have successfully added us. Let me see. Oh, amazing. I see. So you already added us as a manager to your Google Business profile. I will let my team know so they can work on it right away, like optimizing and work on the Google Business profile. Thank you so much for that. All right. So let's go now. And yeah, I'm also going to send you an email, Ryan, that says, to get your Google Business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm going to send you an email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, one of the newest features that we have is to create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. Well, posts are a great way to get attention and real estate in Google, as well as improve your optimization. You will be able to preview, edit, or delete a rescheduled post anytime in your client dashboard. So, would you like to opt into this program with no additional cost?
I'm sorry, can you just repeat exactly what that is, Nikki?
Yes. So what we do for this one, Ryan, is we do weekly posts on behalf of your business. Because this is one of the best ways to get attention and real estate on Google. And the good thing about this is it will help you improve your optimization. So we will be doing weekly posts in your Google Business profile with like pictures or things that you can provide us, if you can provide us pictures. Anyways, if you don't like what we posted on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your client dashboard.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. As long as it's no extra cost, that sounds good.
Yes. Yeah, actually, I highly recommend this for you because this can help you improve the optimization. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you already have a Yelp page?
We've tried it, and it wasn't successful, so we canceled it. I don't know, you know, if you guys would have any better luck for it, but it wasn't worth paying for it. We did it for about a month or two. We got nothing from it. It was kind of just scam emails and stuff, and so we ended up deleting it.
Oh, you deleted your Yelp page. So basically, you don't have any Yelp page now.
No, I don't believe so.
All right.
I don't know if I just canceled the subscription or if I deleted the page. I'm going to take a look, but I don't.
Oh, do you mean by canceling the subscription? Did you pay for the Yelp ads?
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Actually, if you do have a Yelp page, if it's not yet deleted and if it's already live, we advise for you to continue to manage it. And since you mentioned that you have a bad experience, we can actually optimize your Yelp page for you at no additional cost. Would you like us to optimize your Yelp page?
Yes, please. And we do have it. It is still up and running.
Gotcha. So I'm going to send you an email for that one, Ryan. I'm going to send you an email for the instructions and how to add us as an admin to your Yelp page, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just go ahead and put it here that we will optimize your Yelp page. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. I see that you do have an existing business Facebook page, correct?
Yep.
I actually see it here. So Dan provided me the link of your Facebook business page. Do you have access to your business Facebook page?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize it?
Yep, just give me a sec here to get on.
I'm going to send you an email for that, so it's going to be convenient. Let me just send you an email real quick. All right. Okay. Let me have that email, so you should be receiving it in a moment. I already sent it. So for that one, Ryan, just click the link and follow the easy steps. I actually sent you a special link to grant us access to your Facebook business page. Just click the link and follow the easy steps. It should not take more than 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I see that you do have Facebook ads as a product in your package with us. Amazing. So, would you like to send specific images to use on your Facebook ads?
A specific email address?
Specific pictures, like photos of your completed work that we can use in your Facebook ads. Would you like to send?
We can, yeah.
All right. So, I'm going to note it here. And what call to action do you want for your ad campaign? We have three options, and you can choose one, whichever you think would work best for you. So we have Facebook form fill, we have calls, and we have Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, Ryan, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the leads tab. And if you select calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. And the last option that we have is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service requests. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy.
I think the phone calls.
Phone calls. All right. This is actually very convenient. So let's work on that. So right here, Ryan, our business hours is from Monday through Friday. That is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Do you have a day or time preference that you would like us to reach out to you, or is any time we're open okay?
Just not the evenings, really. Morning time or afternoon time would be best.
All right, morning time and afternoon time. I'm going to go ahead and note that one here. And also, do you have a logo?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to ask you to send us your logo via email to photos@localsplash.com, or you can reply to my photos email so it will be convenient for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now you are going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review them. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, please go ahead and reply to my email with the changes that you want. You will also receive an email regarding photos. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use them for your Google Business profile and more. You can reply to that email with up to 20 images, or feel free to upload as many as you like to your client dashboard. But please ensure that they are high resolution and good quality. And your logo, please send it over as well. If the images you provide, Ryan, are low quality or do not best represent your business, we will use high quality stock photos as temporary placeholders. These stock images will be industry related, but if you notice that any of it don't fit, just let us know and we will replace them. So all images we use are copyright protected. If you receive any emails or calls about copyright issues related to photos, please contact us before responding. And also, you will be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. And I think you mentioned earlier that you actually do check the dashboard. Thank you so much for doing that. So that will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that will list your business on. And you will also be receiving right here the call tracking number. So this will allow you to see the number we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. You will be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business. And now, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google Business Profile once it has been verified. So you should see results within 45 to 60 days. So don't forget that you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Also, Ryan, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google Business Profile are scam calls. So please be aware of that. If you have any questions, give us a call before responding to any questionable requests that you might receive, okay?
Okay.
All right. And as we get close to finishing off with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. So what day and time would work best for you so we can set it up now? So let me see. 3 weeks from now, that's going to be on... on the 16th of May. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day?
Can we do the 15th of May?
Yeah, for sure.
Thursday?
Yes, we can do it on a Thursday, May 15th. And what would be the best time for you? Do you want to do it at the same time?
No, earlier during the day would be better, like 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Let me go ahead if there's an available slot for that. All right. Let me go ahead and see. 10 o'clock your time. So that's actually going to be 7 a.m. Pacific time. All right. So I will add you to that. Let me just see real quick. Okay. I can add you for the 10 o'clock your time. That's 7 a.m. Pacific time. I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when you will call, okay?
Okay, great.
All right. And this will conclude our interview, Ryan. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. There was quite a lot, but you've been very helpful in setting up your account here with me. And thank you also, Jeff. But do you have any questions that I can help you out with?
I think we're all good for right now, Nikki. We really appreciate your time, too, and being patient with us as well, getting through all this stuff. And
yes,
we'll go through the emails at some point this weekend and see if we have anything else for you.
All right. And also, after 5 to 7 days, please review all the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed, and we will complete that as soon as possible. So our client support number is 877-635-6225. You will receive our contact information by email, so please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. You can contact us via phone calls, email, text messages, or live chat. So we are open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. That's Monday through Friday. You can also schedule appointments with us at your own convenience. So please look out for emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days. We will also call you in a few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. And also, Ryan, I would like to highly recommend that if, yeah, you mentioned that you will be checking the emails for the weekend. I hope you'd be able to add us as an admin to your Yelp and to your Facebook page so we can work on it, okay?
If I could actually ask you one favor on that, Nikki, the mm-hmm. email that you sent me to get access to our Facebook, could I mm-hmm. have you send that to Jeff?
All right. What would be the email that I'm going to send it to?
Never mind. I ended up forwarding it to him, and he worked. So we just wanted to see if you could see if you guys got in.
Let me go ahead and see it here. I haven't received it yet. Your access. That it went through successfully in your end, so I can refresh and have my team check it.
We're not sure. Could I ask you to just resend that email to him then, and then we can try to figure that out when we look at the other emails?
Gotcha. So what would be the email for me to send it to?
jludwig@ludwigroofing.com.
jludwig@ludwigroofing.com. All right.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and,
And then other than that, yeah, I think we're all good, Nikki.
All right, so let me just have it here real quick. And again, I wanted to thank you for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Again, before I let you go, there's nothing else that I can help you out?
I think we are all set. We really appreciate your help.
Thank you so much, Ryan. And, you know, I really like your name. I love, love, love your name, Ryan. It's really nice.
Thank you. I didn't love it so much as a kid, but now that I'm older, it's unique. So,
yeah, it's very unique. I really love it. I'm actually thinking of, you know, having my kid. If I have a daughter, name it Ryan.
There you go.
Yes. So, yeah, enjoy the rest of the day and enjoy the weekend, both of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Nikki. You as well. Bye-bye.
Very much welcome. Bye-bye.